Sam Cooke's song, Bring It On Home to Me, was another big hit for the Animals. But the strains of constant touring were beginning to tell, and tensions were developing within the group.
We were a miserable bunch, really. I mean, we were at each other's throats all the time. And the advent of narcotics coming on the scene broke us even further. We had two heads in the band and the rest stayed alcoholics. And that only heightened, I shouldn't say alcoholics, I mean, that we drank a lot. And we did a lot of other things. But I mean, that going to America and being exposed to, you know, the drug thing, that pushed the band even further apart. It just pushed the personalities further apart.
Was there an element of frustration with Alan Price wanting to be lead vocalist when he knew damn well that you were doing a fine job and he really didn't have much of a chance? I've always wanted to ask you that question.
To the outside world, it would appear to be that it was a problem of Alan and his need to be heard vocally. Maybe it was. I didn't see it that way because my relationship with Alan was always a love-hate, delicate relationship from the very beginning.
Well, as it turned out, this April 1965 session by the Animals was the last they would record for the BBC with Alan Price on keyboards. It was also at this time that Eric Burdon quite bluntly stated in a press interview that he didn't like the commercial singles they were releasing. These were chosen by their recording manager, Mickey Most, who had an uncanny ear for a commercially successful song. At least on BBC sessions, they were free to record the material they wanted to.
I want to walk, and I want to talk with you, and I want you.